New Hampshire casino owner charged with fraud. New Hampshire's Concord Casino and its proprietor, former state senator Anthony M. Sanborn, are currently under investigation following revelations of potential misconduct related to COVID-19 relief funds. The New Hampshire Department of Justice, in collaboration with the Lottery Commission's Investigation and Compliance Division, has uncovered significant indications of impropriety surrounding the use of these funds. Sanborn's questionable transactions with relief funds, during a comprehensive audit of Concord Casino's activities, several inconsistencies were uncovered, directly linking Anthony M. Sanborn to potential financial improprieties. Sanborn, who runs the establishment under the name Win Win Win, LLC, has been a prominent figure in the state's charitable gaming sector. However, recent findings have cast a shadow over his associations due to suspected fraudulent undertakings. The focal point of this investigation surrounds Sanborn's application and subsequent receipt of the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, EIDL. This significant financial assistance, amounting to $844,000, was intended to provide relief during challenging economic times. However, investigators have expressed concerns that instead of directing these funds toward their designated purpose, Sanborn may have funneled them toward personal indulgences. Most notably among these alleged personal expenditures are the purchases of high-end race cars, expenditure hardly related to the casino's operational needs. Evidence suggests Sanborn acquired two luxury Porsche 987 Cayman S race cars for his personal collection. Additionally, he is also said to have presented a Ferrari F430 Challenge Racer as a gift to his wife, Representative Lori Sanborn. This further raises eyebrows about the legitimacy of his financial transactions. Implications for the Concord Casino and further actions. New Hampshire's Attorney General Formella stressed the criticality of upholding transparency and integrity within the state's charitable gaming sector. Situations such as the alleged improprieties at Concord Casino erode public trust and emphasize the necessity of rigorous regulatory oversight. As a consequence of the revelations, Concord Casino might confront daunting challenges. The incriminating evidence unearthed during the investigation could sway the Lottery Commission into rescinding the casino's facilities and game operator employer licenses, imperiling its continued operation. The seriousness of these allegations has cascaded to the federal level, leading to a direct referral to the United States Attorney's Office in the District of New Hampshire. Spearheaded by the Attorney General's Criminal Justice Bureau, a meticulous examination is underway, scrutinizing all involved parties and associated entities in the matter.